Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and 79 degrees. President Trump announces the U.S. Navy destroyed an Iranian drone in defensive action Thursday. Fox's David Spunt with details.
There are roughly 2,000 U.S. Marines on the USS Boxer in the Strait of Hormuz, and President Trump made it clear their safety was compromised after an Iranian drone came too close to that ship. President Trump says U.S. forces downed the drone after repeatedly warning Iranians to back off. A Pentagon spokesman tells Fox News this happened at 10 a.m. local time, and the unmanned drone was about 1,000 yards away from the ship. The president made the surprise announcement about this before an event with the prime minister of the Netherlands.
The drone was destroyed using electronic jamming, according to a U.S. defense official. Governor Laura Kelly was in Russell Thursday to celebrate the opening of the hemp-based business that could bring up to 900 jobs to the area in north-central Kansas.
Mechanized Concepts, a company from Utah, is an engineering firm that builds mechanical concepts to fill business needs. In Russell, that focus will be on hemp, selling specialized hemp harvest equipment and offer expertise in hemp seeds and marketing. Governor Kelly says that, after much debate, lawmakers passed a hemp bill to allow a pilot program. Now, Kansas farmers will have another option for making money. Governor Kelly said that Kansas lawmakers are conservative and want to make sure they've got all the information before they jump out and vote for something. The company already has employees in Russell. They hope to hire up to 900 within a few years. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
This week, a mother of four was shot to death in Wichita, allegedly by her boyfriend. Police Chief Gordon Ramsey tells KNSS News.
Of our serious assaults, about 47% of our serious assaults involve domestic violence. And very concerning numbers. Our third most responded to call in the city is domestic violence. And it's something as a community we need to focus more on, make sure it has resources and that we support victims that are in those situations.
Chief Ramsey is our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Two new vaccines will be required for school-aged children in Kansas for the 2019-20 school year for hepatitis A and for meningitis. Dr. Lee Norman is Secretary of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment.
Hepatitis A is a virus that infects the liver and along with it causes jaundice, which is yellowing of the skin. It causes abdominal pain, vomiting, fatigue, and fever. The vaccine is very safe, very well tolerated. Again, it's been around a very long time.
Students entering kindergarten and first grade for the 2019-2020 school year now need two doses of the hepatitis A vaccine. President Trump taps the son of a late Supreme Court justice to replace the embattled former labor secretary.
President Trump is offering Eugene Scalia, one of late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia's sons, a job as his labor secretary. The most recent secretary, Alexander Acosta, resigned last week over his involvement in what critics call a sweetheart plea deal over accused sex offender financier Jeffrey Epstein. Top Republicans reportedly pushed for Scalia, with Senator Tom Cotton saying he will, quote, be a champion for working Americans against red tape and burdensome regulation. But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer argues Scalia's nomination puts corporate interests over workers. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, it's 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And the gasoline prices here in the Wichita area continue to dwindle little bit by little bit. Yesterday, we were starting to see more stations coming down to that $2.57 a gallon. Now we're seeing at the low end $2.55. So spotted $2.55 at Douglas and Seneca. So prices continuing to trickle down. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear and warm start to the morning in Wichita, it is going to be sunny, breezy, hot, and humid this afternoon. Mid-90s at noontime, 100 for the high with an excessive heat warning remaining in effect. Tonight's low 77, windy and 99 on Saturday, but good news by Sunday, a cold front sweeps through, a chance of thunderstorms with temperatures in the 80s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, we've got a south wind at 12 miles per hour and 78 degrees. 6:11 with Steve and Ted, Friday, July 19th, 2019. We had another hot day across South Central Kansas Thursday. As you know, Wichita's high temperature was 100 degrees. Normal high is 93. So we've been a little warmer than usual here for this time of year. The record for the date yesterday, record high, 112. And that was back in 1936. So two big Kansas heat waves over the past century or so. One was in 1980 and the other was in 1936. This one, Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 112 in 1936. On this date in 1969, Apollo 11 and its astronauts, Neil Armstrong, Edwin Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins went into orbit around the moon. So they're starting the orbit on this day. So the lunar landing's on the 20th. That would be tomorrow. We'll celebrate 50 years since America put a man on the moon. Actually, three guys. A Utah boy, probably the most famous new entrepreneur in the country these days. His name, Seth Parker, age 11. And you may have seen photos of his soda stand online. He holds a sign saying ice cold beer with the word root written above the word beer in small print. Police in Brigham City, Utah say they got calls from several residents concerned about a boy, young boy selling alcohol in front of a church. Officers realized that it was a marketing ploy instead of a violation and posted a photo of Seth calling his setup a twist on the lemonade stand. Meanwhile, Seth's mom says the attention has led to at least 60 people a day coming to the stand.
Yeah. He knows what he's doing.
So instead of getting all upset about the thing, the cops took it out and said, kid's having a good time.
So I love that. That's funny.
I like the way they just kind of look. It's okay, kid. Don't worry about it. All right, 6:13 now, Steve and Ted. Let's see what else is going on this morning. We were talking yesterday about, what were we talking about? The offenses that people get arrested for in Wichita. Well, we're talking about drugs, domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
Got me some statistics here. You left for me. This is good. It says here there were 45 people arrested in Wichita Wednesday.
Yeah, I thought I would just take a snapshot, and I looked at the arrest sheet for Wednesday this week.
45 arrested.
45 people were arrested on Wednesday in Wichita.
Okay, 14 involving drugs, 12 involving people with arrest warrants, and 8 involving domestic violence. So those three things were 34 of the total of the 45 arrests.
Right.
In one day. A snapshot of crime in Wichita and what people get arrested for.
Because we always talk about how, well, you know, drugs and domestic violence are a big part of that, and there it is right there.
Drugs and DV. If people could stay away from them, they'd be all right in their life. All right, we celebrated my granddaughter's 13th birthday. They got a couple of photos on Facebook, and basically, Mary and Jocelyn turned 13, and they...
And they appeared on Steve and Ted in the morning.
Appeared on Steve and Ted, and they didn't want a cake, so we had a pecan pie for them. Fortunately, we also had a French silk, so I could have some, because I don't eat nut pies. But they put 13 candles in each of them.
Oh, my.
And lit the candle, sang a song, you know, the whole deal with kids.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Trying to think about
their teenage years.
Yeah, and they're
will these be? I don't know. How do I put this? Teenage. Will these be troublesome years, or will they be fun years
for these two?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think they're not going to make any trouble. You know, trouble can come to people.
Some people say, "Oh boy, watch out when they turn 13."
Yeah, 13.
Here we go. The teenage years. We're in trouble here.
Had pretty good luck with our teenage. Grandkids, we got one.
Yeah,
three,
I think
four
I would go in the fun category.
Five of them.
Your
now.
Family, it'll be fun watching them grow up during this time.
They're interesting people, and you know, like any family, you hope and pray nothing happens to them. Nothing tragic comes along, but it does in people's lives, and I know that. But so I'm very blessed to have a family and a wife and a family like that.
I can't believe they're 13.
Oh yeah, you know, they were born in 2006, and you know we were, well we were what, six years into this show, seven, and these twins are born on a hot afternoon. The doctor is Dr. Fuel. You know Dr. Fuel? He's a terrific OBGYN here in Wichita. Been going, practicing for years and years, and he's been my daughter's, my wife's too, OBGYN. And the guy is just a terrific guy. He looks like he's about 15 years old. No, if he's listening, and I know he listens, so if you're listening, Dr. Fuel, that's not a bad thing. Not in my mind. I think that's a good thing. So anyway, yeah, they had a great birthday, And now they had some more activities last night.
Oh,
and then they got something more today. I don't know what's going on. They're getting that mini-pedi.
Yeah, when's that happen?
I think that happens this
weekend?
Morning. That happens
today.
Shelly's taking them this morning to get the mani-pedi, which is a manicure and a pedicure.
They'll be all shiny for the weekend.
I can't get into that. It's some woman, you know, playing with my fingers and toes. No. Maybe it's just me.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it? Hey, this weekend, don't forget, tomorrow, and I drove by McAdams Park this morning, and they got some equipment out there, like containers or whatnot, because they're going to have the Convoy of Hope there tomorrow. We talked about this, yesterday, the day before. There's going to be a Convoy of Hope at one at Bethel Life Center on South Meridian, and then another one at McAdams Park. It all starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow, and you can just, you know, there's all kinds of free stuff, family portraits, haircuts, school supply. And this church has been putting this on for several years with the idea that, hey, let's do some good. And so they've got all these people to volunteer, you know, backpacks, haircuts, you know, and people have volunteered and stuff. They're just doing what I would say would be a good-hearted Christian mission in town.
Yep, that's what it is.
And
helping your fellow man.
I think you're going to see a lot of this probably in your weekend TV coverage and so forth. It's just natural for that. Last year they had like 8,100 guests they helped out. You know, 6,000 backpacks went out, 16,000 meals. So, you know, if you need it, there it is. It's tomorrow at 9 o'clock, and you can do it at McAdams Park or down at the Bethel Life Center down on South Meridian. That's a great deal. Love to
promote. Yep, they're good folks, and that's a great annual event in Wichita to help out folks.
You know what Friday means? Secret Sound Day. And Jad's got one cooked up for you, and we're going to play it in the 7 o'clock hour. Be listening at 7:10, 7:20, and 7:40 when we play the secret sound. We'll give you some clues, and if you know what it is there in the it's a 7:50, you can give us a call. It's 869-1330, and if you win, you get a couple of large five-topping pizzas of your choice from Papa John's Pizza.
Very nice.
The secret sound with Steve and Ted. All right, 6:18 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. Ted.
Afternoon baseball for the Kansas City Royals yesterday, finishing up a homestand against the Chicago White Sox. The Royals going for a four-game sweep. Not easy for a team that has not been sweeping much of anybody this season. Could the Royals get the job done? You heard the game yesterday afternoon on Sports Radio KFH.
The 0-2 pitch. Pulled to the right side and through. That's a base hit. In comes Arteaga. Here comes Bubba Starling. He is safe, and the Royals have a 5-3 lead.
Five-run inning swung things the Royals' way, and the pitching held on for the win.
Wow.
Royals 6, White Sox 5. Four-game sweep. So that four-game winning streak is the longest for the Royals of the season. They are 6-1 since the All-Star break. All those games at home. But, of course, the other side of that coin is the Royals are the worst team in the major leagues on the road.
Yeah, they got to solve that one.
We'll see if they can use this good karma and try to win road games, which they have not been able to do this year. They will spend the weekend in Cleveland taking on the Indians, who are the only team in the league hotter than they are. Indians have won 5 in a row. The Royals have won 4 in a row.
Good test.
Games tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon up in Ohio. You can listen to all those games on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. St. Louis Cardinals win yesterday. They win in Cincinnati, beat the Reds 7-4. The Cardinals have won 5 of their last 6, and they're just a half game behind for a playoff spot. Get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State pitcher Cody Hoyer. He is in AA with the Chicago White Sox through a scoreless inning yesterday. He's got a 3.06 earned run average on the season. former Shocker pitcher Cody Hoyer, Double A with the White Sox. College men's basketball, Wichita State, will have a record number of home games this season. 19 home games.
Wow.
And those include 9 non-conference home games on campus, 1 non-conference home game downtown at Intrust Bank Arena, and then, of course, 9 conference home games. 5 of those non-conference opponents here at home were in the NCAA tournament last year. Gardner-Webb, Oklahoma, Virginia Commonwealth, Abilene Christian, and Mississippi.
Let's see, we're going to see some good teams.
So we'll have some,
Who's at Intrust? Who are they playing there?
I believe Oklahoma, is the
Oh, that'll be... That'll be rocking and rolling.
Downtown.
You think?
Yep. Wow. So we'll look forward to that. A lot of home games for the Shocks coming up this season. Big weekend for racing at 81 Speedway tomorrow night. Regular season points racing. Huge weekend at the Kansas International Dragway for the Summer Nationals. Tonight and tomorrow, there's qualifying and a pit party tonight. Kansas International Dragway. And a happy birthday today to the Mad Hungarian.
Hungo.
Former relief pitcher Al Habrowski with the St. Louis Cardinals and the Kansas City Royals. The Mad Hungarian is 70 years old on Sunday.
He goes back to the mound and scrunched down like this.
He had quite the act that he did on the mound.
Yeah, for the Royals for a little bit.
Went through a whole routine, and it was good television.
You know my Hungo story.
When he would do that.
You know my Hungo story. He's been in my mom's kitchen. But a good friend of ours named Tim Gorsuch, he was playing in the NBC tournament. He was a good friend of our families. He went to West, and Hungo was on the same team with him. And this was back, I don't know, what, late 60s? And they were there in Mom and Dad. He brought him over and said, hey, this is, what's his name again?
Al Habrowski.
Al. This is Al. And he's I asked my mom, what was he like? She says, very quiet young man, very nice.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, he was just crazy on the mound.
Was he doing that before he was in the big league?
I don't think so.
Or did he develop that through the
Imagine it's an act that he brought up, It was kind of outlandish. Yeah, all right.
Fun stuff.
The Mad Hungarian.
Yeah, he'll be 70 on Sunday. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Hey, 6:22, time for our Prairie Fire coffee break already this morning on KNSS.
Prairie Fire coffee slaps.
Oh, it does. Is that good?
I believe so. That's what I was told by the youngsters.
Freshest coffee in the Wichita area. Because the beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. Mm-hmm. You got to have the beans roasted fresh. You can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com. Remember, if you don't have Prairie Fire Coffee at work, your boss doesn't love you.
Coffee break!
6:23 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes, gender-neutral language. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.